Hello, I'm Gary Robey, and this is A Call to Worship. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her. Break of day. Desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire.
He's so good.
Exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
He's so good to me. God is good to me. He's so good to me. God is good to me.
Grace.
Heavenly Father, our hearts are filled with both praise and gratitude, because while we were separated from you by our sin, you loved us and redeemed us with the life of your very own Son. Thank you that we can never drift from your presence. No matter where we are in all of space and time, your hand will guide us and your strength support us. Thank you for the family of God, fellow believers, friends who lift us up when we fall, encourage us when we're weak, and rejoice when we finally overcome. Thank you for children who keep wonder and hope in our eyes. Thank you for the earth and all of your marvelous creation, the beauty that reminds us of your creativity and your awesome power. Thank you for your word, the Bible, that speaks to us fresh every morning with living truth and timeless wisdom. It is a lamp to our feet indeed, and a light to our path in a dark world. And most of all, we thank you for your love that never fails.
Show.
From the words of Lamentations, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness." "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him."
He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. If the struggle you're facing is slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has His hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are His treasure, and He finds His pleasure in you. Faithful to complete it.
The melody for a quartet reminding us of what it will be like when He shall come. As we focus on Thanksgiving during this call to worship, it can actually be a little overwhelming at times when you count your blessings and name them one by one, as the song says, and realize that all of these things here in this present life, and we include eternity with our God, the God of creation, in heaven. Having an attitude of gratitude, a thankful heart, is something we should have every day, regardless of the time of year or the circumstances around us. And thinking about giving thanks, I want to thank you for listening today. And thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us online at www.calltoworship.us. You can make a contribution there, listen to programs, and you'll find other information there as well. That website address, again, is calltoworship.us. Or you can reach us by mail at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504.
Blessed Heavenly Father, humble thanks we raise. Your strong arm will guide us now through all our days.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. And hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name, he forgets not.
Aren't you thankful for the ability and privilege we have to gather together and ask the Lord's blessing and praise and worship Him? Well, Jesus' prayer for us was that His Father would make us one, bringing unity to you and I as fellow believers. We can thank God for the value of friendship and fellowship, brothers and sisters in the Lord, and all that God blesses us with through them.
His love endures forever. We trust in the Lord. Holy Spirit, fill this place. Come with your glory and your grace. Teach us to lift our hands with one pure voice. These things we pray. Come again and fill us with your power. Desperately we wait this very hour.
We lift our voice as one, now hear our plea.
Quench our thirst and cleanse our shame.
Teach us and mold us till we have
your heart. These things we pray. Teach us till we have your heart and mind. Clinging to the cross we know we'll find.
God instructs us to, in everything, give thanks. It's a lot easier to do that as our circumstances and events around us are what we would consider good. His suggestion is not a mission impossible. He knows all things, and He created us, so He understands what it takes for us to have that everything give thanks attitude. And because He's all-knowing, He knows that all things will work for good, the good of those who love Him. As His Holy Spirit helps us to understand the spiritual reality that, as Paul says in Romans 8, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. And also, although sorrow and weeping may endure for the night, joy comes in the morning. In everything, give thanks. If your heart is sad today, you're discouraged or sick, and sick and tired of being sick and tired, then your Heavenly Father wants you to know that He loves you very much. He knows what you're going through, and He cares. The name of Christ, Emmanuel, means God with us. Christ came to this earth, lived among us, and in all points was tempted just as you are now. Remember the words of Isaiah chapter 9, "And the government shall be upon His shoulder." He's in charge. His name shall be called Wonderful. He is full of wonder. Counselor, He has gone through agony and death. He can certainly give you counsel, wisdom to cope. The mighty God, nothing is too hard for Him. He can help you. The everlasting Father, ever with you. There's never a time when He will not be with you. And lastly, He is the Prince of Peace. Trust in Him, and He will give you His peace that passes all understanding and will guard your heart and mind. These words found in Psalms. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who placed the earth among the waters. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to Him who made the heavenly lights. His faithful love endures forever. The sun to rule the day. His faithful love endures forever. And the moon and stars to rule the night. His faithful love endures forever.
For us who love the Lord, all things work together. Together for our good. For us who love the Lord, all things work together.
Together. His blessed hand.
Never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry touch the spirit there. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as He promised perfect
joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son above.
We may trust Him fully, all for us to do.
They who trust Him wholly find Him holy true.
Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed,
finding as He promised
perfect peace,
perfect peace and
perfect peace and rest. I'm Gary Robey, and I certainly hope you're enjoying God's perfect peace and rest today. Thank you for joining me here on A Call to Worship, and thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help to this radio ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you're welcome to visit us online at calltoworship.us. You can make a contribution on the website, you can listen to the program, and you will find other valuable information as well. Call to Worship today has reminded us of the value of Thanksgiving and is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Thanksgiving is one of the cures for worry. Remember the words of the Apostle Paul from Philippians 4. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. And now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we ask or think. Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
A grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Jesus Christ, His Son, and God.
the grace.